Kamasha truck drivers refused to enter South Sudan for more than 2 weeks, citing repeated killings and highway robberies along the Juba-Nimle Road. Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Deng Daudeng says the government has sent a formal letter to truck drivers, assuring them that the government has deployed security forces to escort the drivers to and from Juba. Deng says government officials held meetings to address the complaints of the truck drivers and come up with a solution.
Our discussion has been very clear that the government has fully deployed the unit that will provide escort from Numuli to Juba. And all other matters that were hindering the coming of the trucks are also considered by the government. And so the remaining part is with the drivers. But then, as we speak now, there are trucks from Uganda are coming. Normally, are coming to Juba. So the road is not closed. The road is moving. It is only few drivers who have blocked the others not to come.
Deng says the truck drivers said they wanted a joint effort of security forces from the East African countries. But he says the government disagreed on that because South Sudan is a sovereign country that is capable of providing protection on all the routes in and out of the country. The Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister says truck drivers also asked that South Sudan government compensate families of the two drivers killed on the Juba-Nimle Road, but the government did not agree to that request.
We said no, we cannot do that because the people that are taking life of people are people who are outlaws and rebels. And we cannot, even the government, we have lost some of our citizens that have been using this particular road. So the mandate of the government is to provide absolute security on the way. That's the most important that the government have done as we speak now.
Deng says the government signed a cessation of hostilities agreement with rebel groups and that the government is adhering to the agreement, but some holdout groups are intentionally attacking trucks and killing innocent people to tarnish the government's image. Responding to reports that the government has set up several checkpoints along the road and that soldiers are extorting money from the truck drivers, Deng said security forces removed all illegal checkpoints along the Juba-Nimle Road 3 days ago. Now he says there is only a stop in Nimule and a checkpoint in the city where officials check for illegal goods. Deng says the government has initiated escort directives which all drivers should follow.
The directive are that if they come to Nimule, they will be put in a group of 10 or 15 trucks so that they have a lead escort and then escort from behind. And we advise them that timing should also be known. You know, they should be moving at daytime by 5 or 6 o'clock. They should not be moving so that we have a clear system of providing escort.
Deng says the government will review the measures every 2 weeks with their customs counterparts in Uganda and the security sector in South Sudan to prevent further attacks along the Juba-Nimle Road. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.